for those who don't know, like the eligibility window is like June to June. So we'll be looking back over the past year. And of course, they have about 100 categories. But, you know, the big ones are the drama and all the actors and stuff. And then the comedy and all the actors and stuff. And then they also have miniseries and movies. So
we're going to take a look at the comedic.
Yeah, we'll look at the comedy today and drama maybe next week.
Supporting actress in a comedy series includes Jane Lynch from Glee, Betty White, Hot in Cleveland, Julie Bowen in Modern Family, Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live, Jane Krakowski in 30 Rock, and Sofia Vergara, who's also in Modern Family.
Yeah, last year's winner was Jane Lynch, and I guess conventional wisdom says she'll win again, only because she kind of rose above Glee's really mediocre season. Mm-hmm. And she's hosting the Emmys. But the big thing she has in her corner, because I don't think she or the show is that strong this year, is that, you know, for the Emmys, everybody submits one tape of their best work.
So it's not based on 22 or 13 episodes.
No, because nobody could watch all that. Right. Panels watch one tape of each person's work, one episode. And Kristen Wiig from Saturday Night Live's episode has Jane Lynch as the host. So she's going to get twice as much exposure.
Interesting.
Which could help her. If anything, I hope that there's a spoiler here, and I wish it would be Julie Bowen, because I've watched her on Ed and Boston Legal. She's been on TV for years, and she's really great on Modern Family as the straight character.
Does a great slow burn.
Uh-huh. And so it'd be nice to see maybe White and Lynch split the votes there and give it to Julie Bowen.
Supporting actor in a comedy series, John Cryer, who's in Two and a Half Men, Chris Colfer in Glee, Jesse Tyler Ferguson in Modern Family, Ed O'Neill in Modern Family, Eric Stonestreet in Modern Family, Ty Burrell in Modern Family.
Yeah, that should tell you about something about the quality of that show.
Will that hurt those four people, though?
Three of them were up last year and won one. Eric Stonestreet won last year. And he could repeat. The only scenario I could see there maybe is some splitting, and then maybe Chris Colfer could win. I kind of thought he was the favorite all year for Glee, and then he submitted terribly. And he's really good on that show, but he's very dramatic. I think that when it comes down to it and they actually watch the episodes, it'll go to a Modern Family guy.
Lead actress in a comedy series. This is an interesting collection of actresses. Laura Linney in The Big C, which is on cable. Edie Falco as Nurse Jackie on cable. Mm-hmm. Amy Poehler from Parks and Recreation. Melissa McCarthy in Mike and Molly. Martha Plimpton in Raising Hope.
It's on Fox.
Okay. Thank you. And Tina Fey for 30 Rock. Tina Fey has won before.
Yeah, she's won before.
No one thinks that 30 Rock had its best season either.
No. And Edie Falco won last year, and she didn't have very strong material this year to back it up. I think this is going to be a two-horse race. Everybody's calling it for Laura Linney because she wins every time she's nominated. She's never lost an Emmy. Hmm. And from Frasier to John Adams to Wild Irish, she's never lost. But The Big C, although Showtime actresses have won this category the past couple years for these dramedies, The Big C is not funny. She has some funny work, but it's not a particularly funny show. I think if there's a spoiler here, it would be Amy Poehler.
Yay.
I really do. I mean, I think that Parks and Recreation finally got in there for Best Comedy Series. Mm-hmm. And
everyone, most critics seem to think it had its strongest season yet.
And got better. It's gotten so much better.
But the ratings
over
are dismal.
Time. The ratings are dismal, but they were for 30 Rock when it started, too.
True.
So, I mean, I think if they're looking for a traditional comedy actress, and she's been nominated like 5 times in the past 5 years between SNL and mm-hmm. Parks and Rec, it could be her, but it'd be hard to bet against Laura Linney just because she's Laura Linney and Showtime has a good record there.
Actor in a comedy series. No, I'm not going back to 1994. Matt LeBlanc, playing himself, kind of,
yeah.
In a cable series called Episodes. Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory.
Last year's winner.
Right. Steve Carell in his last year on The Office. Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory. You might remember him from Roseanne as well. Louis C.K., again, kind of a fictional portrayal of himself in the show Louis. And Alec Baldwin for 30 Rock.
He's won a couple of times,
right.
Too. Everybody's calling this, and I think should be calling it for Steve Carell. It was his last season. He's never won after all these years, and he was really fantastic in the finale. However,
uh-oh.
Well, I just think if there's a surprise, you know, he's been surprised before. He's been supposed to win before. I remember a couple of years ago, he lost to Ricky Gervais from Extras, and everybody was surprised. That being said, I mean, I kind of could see a scenario where Louis C.K. wins, because he's kind of in that same role of, you know, as the spoiler, the Ricky Gervais, or, you know, Jim Parsons won last year, so he's got some heat. But yeah, I really feel like this is the time to reward Steve Carell in the final year.
Now, best comedy series: Glee, Parks and Recreation, The Office, Modern Family, 30 Rock, The Big Bang Theory.
Well, The Big Bang Theory is number one on television for comedy right now, from CBS.
Number one in ratings.
Yeah. And I could see The Big Bang Theory and Parks and Recreation both getting some votes, one because one's so popular and the other one because it's kind of a critical underground hit favorite. But it's going to be hard to siphon votes from Modern Family.
Well, when six of your cast members...
All of them.
Right.
Yeah.
All of the adult cast members.
And Nathan Lane in the guest actor category. I mean, it's going to be hard. And I think it should win. I do think it is the most well-rounded, well-acted comedy. The thing about taking down a Modern Family, and we'll foreshadow this, we'll talk about it a little bit later, next week perhaps with Mad Men. If you want to take down one show, you've got to have an alternative. You can't have two or three alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
right.
Like some people like Parks and Recreation. Well, some people like Big Bang Theory. Some people like this, some people like that. But if you want to take down one show, you've got to have one viable alternative. And, you know, I don't see that much support for anything in there.
One other interesting thing is that when you look at the series nominations in this category, Big Bang Theory is CBS, 30 Rock, Parks and Recreation, NBC, Modern Family is on Fox, The Office on NBC, Glee on Fox. It's all network.
Yeah, they're all network. And when we get to drama next week, we're going to talk about the fact that they're mostly all cable or premium. And that's interesting. But in a way, you could take Community, you could take Nurse Jackie, you could take The Big C, but I bet it was hard to come up with those six. There's probably not more than 10 that are viable.
Right.
Comedy is really struggling right now.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be networks had entire nights devoted to comedy. And remember the CBS heyday when it had Mary Tyler Moore and all
I
the family?
I could come up with a list of 10 backups for drama series that didn't make the cut. But when it comes to comedy, there's maybe two or three. And, you know, that's unfortunate. But maybe things will turn around in the new season.